Good morning, everyone.
Welcome back to BCX Connects, the show that tries to keep you one click ahead of disaster. My name is Harith Beck. I'm the Managing Executive for Cybersecurity here at BCX. With me today is my colleague, Chris Bester. Welcome, Chris.
Good morning, Harith. Thank you.
Cool. So I think it's that glorious time of the year again, Black Friday. It's the time where the economy surges, logic takes a vacation, and we buy appliances that we don't need, and apparently even a toaster that connects to the Wi-Fi is important to people's lives at the moment, right? So and this is exactly what hackers love, right? I think it's that opportunity that we create for them.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, creating the opportunity, and it's about the rush as well, for that sales rush, the dopamine effect. We spoke about it earlier. It's the same as gambling, you know. Once you pull that lever and you win a couple of coins, you want to pull it again. You know, it creates that sense of excitement and so forth. So you common sense goes out of the window.
100%. I mean, like, Black Friday is literally open season for cybercrime. Mm. That's when everyone is distracted, emotions are high, and you know the wallets are open, right? And that's where the cyber criminals take advantage of the psychology of a sale. So if we start there, why does this madness happen every year, right? So what is it about a 70% off sale that makes people abandon reason faster than a Windows update? That is always the question.
Yeah, boggles your mind, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's for me, it's about behavioral economics. Mm. You know, that flashing countdown timer with only two left items on the banner. You know, that triggers that FOMO.
FOMO is the right word. Yeah, I mean, it's right. This one thing we wrote about a while ago is this criminal, well, cyber criminal. He says he works one day a year, and that's on Black Friday.
Yeah,
and he makes enough money on Black Friday to keep him for the whole year. So,
yeah, exactly.
And that he really used that behavioral aspect of people of that sales urgency type of thing, and yeah, that's
yeah, and I mean, from a psychological perspective, you know, like you mentioned, that dopamine hits like the circuits like gambling. You know, it gives people that chemical rush, the idea of saving when you're not actually saving anything. You know, mm-hmm. So it's what you can call Vegas in a shopping cart.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I think the whole thing it's driven around emotion, right? So it's emotional, it's impulsive, and it's online, and this is the hacker's dream.
Yeah.
Because this is the combination that they look for, because they don't need to outsmart complex firewalls or complex systems or antiviruses or anything like that. They now need to just outsmart your attention, you know, to your attention span. That is the psychological hook.
The human weaknesses.
Yeah. And the scale of this problem is big, because I've seen some numbers where, you know, statistically, Black Friday weekend globally is around $150 billion.
That's
what they are projecting for this year. In South Africa alone, we're looking at about 20% increase in our e-commerce spend, and that's a massive attack surface, especially if you are not cautious, if you are not conscious, etc. So, and the data backs it up, because Checkpoint Labs, they also said that phishing campaigns during this period is up by 30%. Up by 200%.
Hmm.
So that means that leading up to Black Friday, there's a whole barrage of campaigns, of phishing campaigns that's already out there.
Aggressive phishing campaigns, yes.
Yeah, Sabric also reports that the card-not-present fraud is also up, and this is up by 80%, banking crime locally. So it's predictable chaos. The criminals plan for this like it's a marketing campaign.
Exactly, and the banks plan for it as well, because they have extra shifts of people, you know, just working in the background trying to counteract fraudulent cases and things like that. Yes.
Yeah, I think maybe let's unpack that for the users, right? So there's trends and there's tactics. Mm. So if we unpack what shoppers are facing this year, so the classics are there, you know, the fake courier messages, clone shopping sites, dodgy WhatsApp deals, you know, but there are new flavors out there. I think the fake courier ones, I mean, I know somebody personally that was impacted by the fake courier ones, because now with Temu, with Shein, Shine, I don't know if you pronounce it correctly, take a lot. So they were making a lot of online purchasing. So there was a lot of courier messages coming through. And there was one specific courier message that was asking for a payment, you know.
Mm.
And they assumed that it was related to the Temu fee that they needed to pay. And they volunteered their credit card information and boom, you know, money was taken.
Yeah. And then the problem also now with the influx of AI tools is, no, criminals, the cyber criminals, actually using the AI tool to scrape your personal information. They form your a picture of your shopping habits.
Correct.
They know exactly what you've been buying over the last month. But so
the interesting thing on AI that you mentioned, because like now there's also AI deep fake adverts that is also being pushed out.
Also getting up.
So influencers promoting fake stores. There's a lot of lookalike domains, you know, people are not paying attention. There might be a letter swapped out of Take a Lot as an example. You know, there's fake payment portals, but the new one that everyone is like talking about is the QR code scams that's happening.
Yeah, squishing. Sorry.
So, stickers are swapped on delivery slips, you know, that lead you to malware instead of tracking information. So the hackers are definitely innovating faster than what our retailers are, you know. So it's actually quite scary. And the thing is, why do we fall for it? I mean, this part, I think we've spoken about the human nature in our previous podcast, and we've spoken about the human element. But even the smartest people still fall for this.
They still.
Okay. But, and I think this is where we talk about where pressure overrides logic.
Common sense fly out of the window.
So there's that term that they use, where they said it's scarcity bias. Right now, scarcity bias, you know, you believe something is valuable because it's almost gone,
whether you need it or not.
That's that countdown thing where, you know, there's only two items left and, you know, you're not going to get it anymore, etc. There's also the social proof is another issue, because what a lot of people like to do before they purchase an item, they're going to look at comments and reviews, not knowing that in many of these reviews, or some of these reviews, could be all fake, right?
And that's true. Yeah, I mean,
so you assume legitimacy of a specific item based on comments that you're seeing.
Just a while ago, I actually wrote about it, and I said, you know, don't trust the reviews on the actual website where you buy. But it turns out that in some cases, up to 90% of those reviews are just put there by the actual.
Yes.
Guys, I mean, no, it's fake. Correct. It's not correct.
Correct.
Rather go into something, if you want to review a site, go into something like Hello Peter or go into Reddit and just find a independent review on the site and
there's what also people and are. And there's also another thing called authority bias. You know, so that's where the logo looks right, you know, but your brain fills in the trust or the gaps and add a flashing timer and your brain and literally shifts into this whole frontal cortex mode where the logic part, that limbic system, is like that emotional part is out the window. So you stop thinking and you like reacting.
Yeah.
So for me, that's the equivalent. I would say Black Friday is literally a psychological DDoS attack.
Mm. That's a quite an interesting way to put it. Yeah, you're quite right. You know, it's throwing a minute's DDoS.
Yeah, so it's like in the same scenario, like a DDoS, they're flooding the brain.
Yeah, flooding the brain.
Crashing the reasoning.
Yeah, exactly. So DDoS of the brain, you can call it if you may. And it's really aggressive marketing. I mean, they just flood. And in our daily lives, we're on our phones.
Yes.
Like 60% of the day, if not more. Some
correct.
People are more. And that's where all these things happen. You pick up your phone, you see this message, oh, what's that? You know, and it's another marketing thing, or another special, another
suggestion.
And that's where that You mentioned, you know, people do buy things just because they're yeah. special, and you, people buy superfluous items they never knew existed, you know. Correct. But all of a sudden, it's urgent. I need to have it.
So let's talk to our users about you know, how to stay sane and safe. Right. So we give our listeners the survival tips, you know, before they start buying that electric scooters for their poodle, right? So I think number one, Chris, I think type the URL yourself. You know, don't click on an SMS or social media. I mean, what do you think about that?
Yeah, and be wary of the QR code.
Yeah, correct. Look out, number two, look out for the HTTPS or padlock item. Mm. You know, if it's an unsecure site, you know. Don't go near there. Yeah. I think number three, I would say, never shop using public Wi-Fi.
Very true.
Yeah.
You know, called public Wi-Fi is now called hacking. What's it?
It's now the hotspot is now called a hackspot.
Hackspot, that's what you call it. Yeah.
So that free mall Wi-Fi. Mm. No.
Don't use it.
Stay away. So number four, the use of virtual cards, one-time pins. You know, I think most South African banks offer them now. Mm. I think that's a good practice for consumers to use. So I think number five, you know, check your statements immediately. You know, the quicker you see the problem, the better the bank can assist you to reverse it. Number six, I think, don't post your shopping confirmation on social media.
Very, very true.
You're not manifesting abundance. You know, you're manifesting identity there. You know?
And that's so strange for me. People have this real urgency to tell everyone that what they bought, yeah. where they went, and yeah. all those kind of things on social media. I mean, you get,
exactly.
and I said everybody is on their phones, and if you're a friend that has on Facebook, ad will pop up. I just bought this.
Oh, nah, there's the AI twist, like, you know. So we hear a lot about the AI scams. You know, we've spoken about deep fakes. There's also the synthetic voices that are entering the game. You know, so I think. What's happening here? I mean, you know, how is AI changing this Black Friday scam?
It gives the cyber criminal a huge range of tools that he doesn't need any expertise on.
Correct.
And in the past, you know, the hackers needed quite a deep level of expertise to pull these things off. Yeah. AI is making it easier for them.
I don't know if you've seen, there was this thing where they're seeing AI-generated customer service agents.
Okay, I haven't
right?
seen that.
It's like, well, they sound completely human. You know, they're guiding victims through fake payment verification. You know, and it's all AI. There's also deepfake celebrity endorsements. Now you'll see a product, and all of a sudden you see your favorite actor, you know, endorsing the product.
Yeah,
you know, convincing people that the local stars are promoting non-existent stores. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so even like the phishing pages are dynamic now. You know, they watch your cursor movement. You know, they change their tone based on your hesitation. So there's a lot of intelligence behind the background of this. So the personalization is really become more criminal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So and like I said earlier, they use the AI to scrape your behavior.
Yeah, correct.
From your social media and from your
100%.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's basically what I like to call marketing 2.0, you know, but for villains.
For villains.
Yes. So it works like, you know, because AI can scale social engineering faster than humans could.
That's true.
Yeah. So I think, look, final thoughts, Chris. I think to summarize for me, Black Friday is not just a shopping event. Right? It's a psychological operation. Your dopamine is under attack. Your attention attention is currency, and your data is the real prize.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think the best ideal price for Black Friday, Chris, what would that be? Not getting hacked.
Don't buy that superfluous item that you don't need.
Yeah, and don't volunteer your data.
Check your bank account.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
And another thing that pops up lately is that charges are going off twice.
Yes.
Check your bank account. Go and check that it doesn't go off twice. Correct. But make sure that there's not all of a sudden two or three other transactions that you don't know about.
Yeah, hidden behind your transaction. Yeah.
And especially during Black Friday shopping. If you're active on this time at shopping, check your bank account daily. Correct. Or even two times daily, for that matter.
So, I couldn't agree more. So I think in our next episode, what we're going to do here is we're going to switch gears. We're going to talk about the business side, how companies get hit, you know, how the human error costs millions through Black Friday, and why that phishing isn't just consumer problem, it's the enterprise epidemic. So everybody stay tuned for the next episode, and thank you very much for chiming in. Stay focused, stay conscious, stay aware, and save your money. Don't be spending on Black Friday.